On the show today, we've been talking about Love Island and the fact that you love it.
Love, love, love it.
I hate it. And I've had a lot of support today because we've run a poll online, we've had a few texts, a lot of support, but I think we should, and the phones are even ringing now, I think we need to kind of nail this now and see what people are saying. So I'm just going to take a call. I'm going to go to the phones now. Hello, it's Dan and Grace at MFR.
Hi, buddy. Listen, I'm listening right now and I'm a 28-year-old man that doesn't love any show better in the world than Love Island.
There he goes. What is your name?
Cameron.
You're a good lad. You obviously know the score.
Johnny is a creep.
He is a creep. He is a creep. Yes, Cameron. Chris, I feel ya.
Chris has a bit of morals, but I'm sure he'd be quick enough to switch.
I think Chris is far too good for Olivia.
Olivia's, I think she's cutting back on her drink because she realises that her true colours come out when she's had a bit of a drink.
Preach to the choir there, Cameron. Preach to the choir. I feel you. I'm loving having somebody to talk to about this.
No,
great.
I'm cutting this down. Cameron, I want you to answer the question of what is the best thing about Love Island?
Probably Amber.
Oof.
Straight into the point.
There you go.
Well, thank you so much for phoning and joining my army of Love Island lovers. Thank you, Cameron.
No worries. And listen, the whole football team watches as well.
What? I told you there were secret people.
What football team?
Bay Valley Football Club, but that would be telling.
Oh, all right, fair enough, Cameron. You don't want me saying that on the radio, fair enough. Thanks for your call, babe.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Told you.
You have got people supporting you, I suppose.
Team Grace all the way.